Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, 1st of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, beginning the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, beginning the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, beginning the visit this Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72.
Anybody here?
Hello,
how's it going?
Come on in.
Boy, I tell you, it's hot weather, you know.
Oh, man, live. Man, live.
Sit
down there close to the fan, Marvin. How you doing? How you doing, Mary?
Golly, how you doing? Sit down here. We haven't seen you in so long.
Dad Burns.
No, why don't you come over and see about your neighbors?
I tell you.
If you did, you wouldn't catch us at the house, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
That's a quarantine. I don't believe it makes a sound, does it?
Is it running? Uh-huh. Well, we can just carry it home with us. They got two.
Yeah.
Well, it's Japanese, you know.
Do which?
Japanese. Made in Japan. Yeah.
And I'll show you this.
Because first the judge has...
Just as good as a big one.
Yeah.
If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't get it. That's all I'd get right there.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if I had to buy one, if I'd buy one at all. I don't care nothing about them. They ain't no good.
Oh, well, you get on them is bad. what you don't want to hear.
You had a horse that could untie any knot?
No, ma'am, I didn't own that horse. I've seen them there. But you could untie anything you could tie.
Yeah. Well, this ain't that a sweet thing?
It is.
I just never saw it.
But Marvin's sister's daughter's got one, a little colt. And I'm just dying for y'all to see it. I want you to see it. That is the darlingest thing.
I haven't seen it.
It is. At the root of its tail, you know, it just looks just like somebody's taking a great big daub of a brown paint and just painted around. It's potted, and its little hair is just as curly and long-legged, and its little hind parts is blocked out, you know. It's just as fat, and its mother is little. It is a
well,
darling.
Well, its daddy is not much bigger than its mother.
You don't know what its daddy is.
I know what they say it is.
I believe it's going to be a bigger horse than its mother.
Well, he was a little bit larger.
But it is, darling.
Well, how big is it now?
Oh.
How is it stable?
Something like that. Yes. He's about 3 months old.
June coat.
No, April.
April coat.
Oh, man. But it's really pied.
It's potted, and its mother's red, like this little horse out here.
But his daddy was potted.
Oh, really?
So
but it is beautiful. It is sure pretty.
I'd like to see it.
Well, you ought to see it. It's really pretty.
You know, I never had any dealings with horses. He had colts, little babies, until we had these out here. I'll tell you, they are something, I'll tell you. You remember old Ajax?
Mm-hmm.
That was Nick's little, Molly's little horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had some excitement at our place yesterday. Big helicopter come over there, and we don't know what it's about, and the dogs don't know what it's about, and nobody. The sheriff, he came out there, they've been out there today. They lit out there in Mr. Dodd's field right by the road, and a car met them.
Well, we was working right there across
and
the road.
We thought maybe they were broke down. We got in the car and we went zimming down the road, you know, and they looked like they was greasing the thing.
They went, well, that one went to the car and got Alamite gun, just like we used
so,
to grease our equipment.
So I called Miss Dodd last night and I asked her, I said, what was all the commotion? And the helicopter left, and after a while it come back. It landed at the same place, right there by the road, at Mr. Dodd's mailbox. And there was a car medic there, you know. So Mr. Dodd had the sheriff out here, and Mr. Dodd called Marvin a while ago, and the sheriff said that it... Mr. Dodd asked them what they were doing, and they said they were surveying, and the sheriff said it was not no such of a thing.
Well, he said it wasn't surveyors because he called them.
And he seems to think it was dope.
And call the airport, and his airport.
Lord knows, don't tell nobody I told you, because I don't want to kill me.
The helicopter being out. See, they're supposed to notify airport when they're supposed in. And, but they, he did have a map in his hand.
Something,
what,
now, you
what
don't
looked,
know
what
it was.
What appeared to be a map. But, now, when he went to that car, that there was two of them come up in the helicopter. And I know there was one in the car.
Well, I saw four.
Well, if you saw four, there was four. I didn't
see
the three because
four.
I didn't.
I seen four men.
I didn't notice them that much.
In the car?
No, they was all out around the helicopter.
And two in the car. And then he went and got that, looked at what I thought was Alamite gun, grease gun, and he went back and got on the inside the bubble of that cab, you know, it's all... Isinglass or something or whatever it is, plastic, clear plastic. He went and got on the inside of that and went bent over and what looked like greasiness, maybe cables or something. I don't know what he was doing.
But they wouldn't give Mr. Dodd any, wouldn't talk to him, you know, or give him any information. They just told him he was surveying. But the sheriff said he was not surveying.
Landed on his property.
Right in that millet right there by that new fence right next to
that
millet.
And he left
right
and was gone
fence.
And come back and landed again.
Three times, made three trips out of it. And he wouldn't be gone but about 20 minutes to the trip.
And there was that car there.
That
yeah,
car
the
was
car
there.
There was there.
And that car left there and it took off and went towards the creek.
Went towards Crow's Creek. Well, then that car... That car taken off and left the man there. When I was coming in on the tractor, and you said you was going down to Christine. Well, when you went that way, that car pulled out and went right down behind you.
Did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back, you know, you said that the plane, the helicopter was back there.
Yeah, the helicopter was
there. Well,
that
made three times it landed there.
The helicopter was there when I come back from Christine.
I see you.
And
the
law says that so
they've been
Dodd
out there
said,
riding the road all day.
Ms. Dodd said that the law said that if it would have been surveyors, even they would have just been running taking aerial photographs and they wouldn't have been landing without they would have been in trouble, and if they'd have been in trouble they would have called the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just don't do that, and said that they call the survey office and said they didn't have nobody out surveying. And they called the airport and the airport couldn't give any information on it.
Well, they don't need to be landing in your military patch.
No.
Or ain't on your property.
Without
no.
He is in trouble.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in trouble because
no,
he'd take off and come back.
Well, he wasn't in trouble. He might get in trouble, but he wasn't.
Mr. Don said that the sheriff said that he thought that it was a load of marijuana.
But why he kept taking off and he wouldn't be gone long enough to go anyplace.
Come back and land.
And then they'd go to and meet that fence, and then they'd one would go this way, one that way, one would go to the car and on the helicopter, two would take off again. Didn't make sense.
And they wasn't gone long enough to be going anywhere.
To be going any place, except maybe if they did have dope, the only thing I would figure within my own mind that they had it stashed somewhere is back out there in the woods Mm-hmm. And they'd pick it up in that helicopter and bring it to that car, and the car maybe was going to maybe carry it to the convention down there somewhere.
Well, you know, you'd think you'd see him carrying something from the helicopter to the car.
Well,
people just didn't pay no mind. See, they were out there.
What about this little old Alamite gun? You know this. You know what they are. Grease gun, about that big and about that long.
Yeah.
Oh. It could have been full of dope for all I know. It might not have even been grease.
So didn't anybody pay any attention? Mr. Dodd got the car and went down there and asked them the trouble. Asked them what they were doing down there, and they said they were surveying. So he just took all night.
We let it go at surveying.
He let it go at that.
Didn't nobody, and Miss Dodd, I called Miss Dodd last night, and I asked Miss Dodd, I said, Miss Dodd, tell me something. What in the world happened? She said, I want you to tell me. She said, that's what we wondered. So Mr. Dodd, she called Marvin a while ago and said, Mr. Dodd called the law out there, and the law come.
Oh, he finally called the law.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Well, it was late yesterday afternoon.
That happened about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
No, it was later
from about this. It was there from about 2 to 4.
Oh, that long?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours.
Well, they certainly were brave if they were doing anything they shouldn't do.
Well, you see, they were right there on the road and out there in the country, and nobody thinks.
Yeah.
Well, I think if somebody were to land in this pasture right over here, I'd be suspicious of something.
Well, they were. They just couldn't make up their mind, could they?
Well, see what I think had people kind of puzzled. And it did me. They've been surveying that road, and they got little ribbon crosses all up and down the road.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe they're following them, checking them out or something. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then that landing part, well, I didn't know about that. Didn't think anything about it.
And you was working over that. Yeah,
we was working
right over there in front of us.
Cross the fingers.
You saw them set down?
Sure. Seen them set down, seen them lift off, and seen
when
them come back
down, we
and set down
trouble.
3 times.
You didn't go over there.
No, but we went by.
Went right by. We got in the
truck. And there was 4 men there. And when they took off the first time, they come, you know, they had to come across our field to get straightened out. But they went right straight back, and they come right back and landed in the same place 3 times.
How long was they gone? 5 minutes?
No,
oh,
about 20 minutes, something like that.
Well,
I would judge 20 minutes.
That'd give them time to sit down and get up again. But you couldn't tell where they sat down?
No. No, after they get over that timber, then you can't see it anymore.
No, they're right down there at the tree line anyhow, I guess. Well...
I'll tell you, guys, they've been doing things over there.
Now, we have.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
We've got something tore up. We've got it tore up.
Just about worked down.
About ready to go back to work, huh?
Just about worked down, I tell you.
And spent all the money we could get a hold of.
And still spending.
You got it tore down, tore up.
We've got the land tore up. We've got it planted and fertilized.
Yeah.
And the fence tore down. And Mr. Weaver told us if we'd wait a week with him, that he'd come over there with his bulldozer and he'd push us out of lane.
A what?
A lane to put our fence. I'm just cut all 2 pieces.
The road.
My legs and my feet is just cut all to pieces with briars.
Well, what did he do over there before? I thought he pushed.
Well, he
out.
Did, but this is on the
this
highway.
On the
he's
highway
going to do part. This.
I'm just going to go let the
see, he pushed us out of lane on the back, but we want to fix the fence on the front so we can turn our cows in on our pasture.
Well, I thought you had a fence up
oh,
there.
Oh, it's not good enough.
So you just going to push it all out?
Push it all out.
Take it out. Put in brand new.
That'd be simpler than getting in there with your hands.
You might
it's too dangerous.
I tell you, that barbed wire ain't going to do much with that bulldozer.
Well,
and them rattlesnakes, but you get in there with your hands,
yeah,
it'll scratch you up pretty bad.
Yeah.
What do you got, a quarter mile front?
Yeah, about a quarter mile front that we're going to have pushed out here. And then on the
back,
on the south side is about a quarter, about a half mile.
Yeah, well, that's right smart.
So I thought,
yeah, no more help than you got. You haven't got any help.
That's it.
You couldn't do it as you wanted to.
So I thought while he was in there, just get him push a good wide strip, you know, where you could, we could go ahead and plant it in Bahia or something or another.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe as wide as this, from this wall to that wall yonder.
Yeah, like you've done before.
Yeah, about the same.
That grass is
about
really
two, three
good. You ought to see it.
I love to.
We fertilized it, you know, in that rain.
Uh-huh. Now, you mean your clover?
No, I'm talking about the last piece of ground we had cleared.
On the back, way on the back, yes. Yeah.
The Bahia grass, not Pensacola, the
Argentina.
So we planted.
I haven't been over there hardly since you all did that.
Mm-mm.
It seemed like a long time.
We planted, what, 400 pounds of clover seed and 100 pounds of indigo.
Together?
No.
No, we just planted it separate.
How much clover you put down?
I figured I put somewhere around 25 pounds.
To the acre?
Hmm.
25 pounds of clover?
Yeah.
To an acre?
Yeah.
That little bitty old stuff?
Yes, the thicker you have it, the smaller your stem.
Well, you can't, I never planted in that. You can't cut that in very deep.
We
don't
cut it in,
at
just
all.
Put it on the ground and leave it.
I just put it down and just break the ground up and get the ground good and soft.
You cut the
seed it over and forget it. Go on.
And let the
rain beat it in, the wind blow it.
You cut the fertilizer in a little bit.
Oh no, just put it down to.
And 25 pounds to the acre.
That's about what I figured.
Well,
20 is 25.
That's it. You don't want to save seed.
No, we want to make hay.
Yeah.
You know, and the thicker you got it, the smaller the stem's going to be. You don't want that great big
stem. I was got too old last year.
Well, you couldn't help it. You couldn't go in.
And they got that inoculation now to where you can inoculate dry. You don't have to damp it like you used to, you know.
Now, how's that?
You know, you have to inoculate that clover seed. And
to make it come up.
To make it germinate. You put that germination in the ground.
Yeah.
If it's never been planted before that. And you used to have to dampen your seed and put that inoculation in it, stir it up, and then dry your seed out. You don't have to do that anymore. Just pour it right in your seed, stir it up a little bit, and let it go.
Let it go.
You might not believe it, but we got a pile over there. We done burnt one pile. We got a pile over there near about bees in this house.
Oak brush and just brush.
We going to have a bonfire over there one
day. Oh, that's been dug up from putting in those fences.
It's all
and down. And that trimming up trees.
Trimming.
Same.
Fence rows.
That really produces fast, don't it?
I tell you
what.
I went and worked all the week and got clawed all the pieces and went to town today and got a pair of gloves.
They won't last a week.
No, they won't last long.
Did you ever see such leather gloves that had so little leather in them?
Well, I had them gloves and my hands is just all skinned up and bruised.
Them cotton gloves, they're good though. They're anything to protect you.
And I had on my pants. And my boots and my legs is just ruined. I'm ashamed to go to the funeral tomorrow.
Yeah. Well.
People think Marvin whipped me.
Yeah.
Maybe they think I'm the boss.
Well, it looks like he got it back on
it.
He got it back, though, doesn't it?
The
way he got scratched up.
You know, I'm getting scratched pretty bad. But, you know, scratches don't show on me like they do her. Mine seems like they heal over. I can scratch and bleed and just look like bleed all over. And in the morning, the scratches is gone.
Yeah.
Just about.
Well, tell you where. Right here in the middle of the summer, Marvin. You could have been doing that back in the middle of the winter.
Mr. Miles, we
that's the time to do that kind of work.
But last year, I believe it was, down there below where Marlo lived.
Yeah.
We went down there and cleaned up that fence row and put in some new wire. And I declare to goodness, Marvin had to saw the trees down. It growed up that fast.
Shoot, fine. You ought to just put that in timber out there.
Need to get some 2-4-D.
I ain't never seen things grow like they have since Marvin's been gone.
Yeah.
Spray it a little bit with 2-4-D. I'll take care of it.
Take care of what?
That brush and stuff.
2-4-D?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't messing with none of
that
stuff.
Yeah. Just plain old 2-4-D?
Yeah.
You ain't messing with it.
That's what they spray these lines, power lines with, stuff like that. What it amounts to is paraquat and diesel oil in the first place.
Oh, it's got some of that oil in it to make it stick. Well, now, that stuff they spray on the power lines is pretty hot. It burns stuff.
I know it. That's what that 2-4-D will do if you put that paraquat in it.
Oh.
Put paraquat diesel oil together.
Well, now, I just use plain old 2-4-D, see, for coastal area, things like that.
Now, it'll burn your fence roads down, too.
2-4-D?
Yep, it'll help keep them clean.
Make it strong?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it something, though, that I'm able to work?
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised.
I've been going every week, every Saturday, and getting me two shots.
Up until
today.
Yeah.
I take them three. I get two, one in each shoulder.
You should have went back again.
And I'm telling you, that just picks me up and I can just go right on.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need.
Shut up.
Because I need picking up.
One of them is a rheumatism for the arthritis.
Yeah.
And the other one, I think, is just a fire one.
Probably.
And I eat like a horse and sleep.
Probably
yeah.
A D12, I imagine.
Oh,
well,
that's
I mean.
Nice.
Sure is.
You know, it's that sleeping if you wake up in the middle of the night and start counting what people owe you, that's bad.
Well, you know, I do a lot of worrying at night. Now, last night I got up at 2:00, made Marvin get up, and let's go make us a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I can take me a pill, you know, and go back to bed, and my nerves calms off, and I can go to sleep. I worry about things.
Yeah, well, what was you worrying about?
I worry about expenses and how am I going to do these things and am I going to do right or am I going to make a mistake or something. I worry about the future.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, the thing that wakes me up the fastest has nothing whatever to do with worry. If I sort of get my mind working and I start building a fence or something like that, the first thing you know, I'm wide awake.
Well, you know, that's my trouble, too. We can't do enough of work during the day. There's so many things I want to get done.
So you just have to...
And I work all night long. All night. And I say, Marvin, let's do so and so. Well, my goodness, why don't you wait and let's get this finished?
I tell you, you get about 4 or 5 jobs going at one time.
He don't work fast enough.
When
I can't
through,
work
you
fast
haven't
enough.
Got, haven't done it first.
I think I can see why you're about worked out.
Just about worked out.
I used to have to go up the office to rest up. That's true.
You used to do what?
I'd have to go up the office and rest up. I come out here. If I wasn't doing anything, I was sitting there thinking I ought to be.
That was just as bad as getting out there doing it.
He couldn't get my mind on anything.
Well, you know, we go over there and we stay till 11 and 12 or 1 o'clock, go home, and then I have to fix a bite to eat, and I hurry up and wash the dishes and sweep out between the stove and the sink, and back we go, and I wash while I eat, and I'm telling you, we had really put out.
Watch while you eat.
That's right. Put my clothes in the machine and let them wash.
Yeah.
And this morning, I just have to take my milk cloths and my dish towels out and boil them.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just can't stand an old nasty dish towel and a milk cloth. I got my clothes in the pot and I boil them. Marvin said, let's go to town. I said, okay, go put the fire out. I boiled my clothes good, and we went to town, got a load of wire and a load of posts and a gate. Come back home, and I said, we ain't going to cook no dinner. You going to buy something and make sandwiches. We ate us a sandwich. We got our washing out, and away we went. He fixed up his gate and unloaded his posts and his wire. Now Monday morning, I'm going to have him out before daylight work.
And I go, get out in the middle of the morning.
We've been getting out real early, but haven't we had good weather? The wind blew, and I told Marvin, I said, let's do it while it's cool.
But you know,
I tell you, there's nothing like getting out there while there's a little air, fresh air.
I don't want to sell my place now.
Well, I guess not.
Well, I didn't want to sell it at any time. Come
a man from Disneyland down there and looked at it. And he said he wanted to take an aerial photo of it. And I told him, go ahead. He said he was going to come back to see us. But I told Marvin, I said, I don't care why I saw it or not. If I can get by.
Yeah, I tell you, that's one of the prettiest pieces left.
I want you to go over there and see it now.
Yeah. I don't want it. I got more than I need.
Well, I know, but I want you to just go over there and
look. Well, I sure do. It's pretty. Well, you couldn't give it to me. I wish I didn't have this.
You got clover?
Indigo?
Indigo.
Well, the Pangola field, we got clover.
Yeah, our Pangola's coming.
I hope that Pangola come back, and that's a good combination, clover and Pangola.
Yeah.
Together. It is a real good combination.
Well, wouldn't it be nice just to have plenty of grass there for them and hay? Wouldn't that be nice?
That sure would. I figure if we can save our hay, it'll cost us somewhere around $400 to $500. And we've been spending around $1,000 to $1,200
yeah.
for hay.
And then you lost the fertilizer too.
Yeah, and then saving a little bit too, you know.
Yeah. I tell you what, there's a fellow over here, I don't know just where he is, on out from Hawthorne. Duggar, you know Guy Duggar?
Guy Duggar, yeah, I know him well.
Well, now that's the reputation he has, Marvin. He makes his hay, he puts his hay up because he can tell when it's going to be a pretty day,
mm-hmm.
and he goes out there and gets it and cuts it, and the next day he's got it in, and he don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't wait a week like I do.
But Guy, I don't know if he has now, but he did have quite a bit of help. I've seen them girls. He had two girls and a boy, maybe two boys. I know he had one boy. And them three would get out there and them girls would work just like a man in that hay. It'd pitch bales of hay, looked like to me, till they just would fall over, but it'd pitch it right on.
Well, Mother, that bale of hay ain't gonna hurt anybody.
No, but the bales he puts out pretty heavy, I tell you. Man.
And he didn't lighten them up for the girls.
Mm-hmm. No difference.
He was grown from Rickle, and he remembers.
Yeah, they get, that twine starts cutting in your hands, mm-hmm. after a while. I would think a girl would wouldn't want to do it and tear her hands up.
Yeah.
And they was such good girls, and she married such a sorry old something. But she run him off.
Oh, she did?
She married one of them old Thomas boys. And,
I say she's married again now.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I guess that...
He is.
Oh, yeah, well, that Andrew boy, Blackwell's boy married that other girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I don't know if she's married.
But she's got a pretty home. She's a good girl. Hard working.
All them dug a girl. Them two dug a girl. And that boy was all right. I believe it's two of them boys. I knew one of them, but mm-hmm. I didn't.
Well, coming up like they did, they couldn't hardly help but be pretty lively people.
And you know, their mother lived by the railroad track, I guess, all her life.
That
I know I
mother.
Went there and bought some pears from her.
Yeah.
And one day she went out to get the mail, and the train come along, and that's
why
I
walked right across the railroad from the train.
As many times as she'd, I imagine
there ain't no telling how many hundreds of times she'd cross that
just
railroad.
Just made sausage meat out of it.
Well, they crossed, you know.
Yeah.
They had to cross the railroad going to 301 to get the mail on paper. By the box, they had a mailbox out there.
Hmm.
And, she just walked out in front of it, maybe just not thinking. Being so used to crossing, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
used to that train coming by there 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it looks like she could have heard it, don't it?
Well,
probably.
you know, I get scared to death about this train over here. You know, it comes so seldom. There's a night train. Is there one in there now?
I don't know.
But anyhow, I hear one at night sometimes. And all them crossings is blind.
That's
yeah,
right.
Sure.
You got to think about it. I'm absent-minded. I'm worse than that a good part of the time.
I see that freight. I think there's a freight that runs this track now.
Yeah.
And up there on that crossing. Coleman's, you know, going to Coleman.
Yeah.
Well, we come along there one day and we stopped. We heard the train coming. We didn't hear it blow. We just heard it. We always stopped there anyway. And the train went on and he didn't blow till the engine was done pass across him.
Yeah.
Then he started blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it should blow 300 or 400 yards down the track.
Yeah, they're supposed to. They've got rules and they've got
signals.
I haven't seen hair higher. Let me see now. God, we got to start talking fast, baby. Gee whiz. You know,
tomorrow's
I've been.
Tomorrow's Sunday. You're going to have to get up. You're not going to break him tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Why, Miss Mary?
Mm-hmm.
They've had me over.
Sometimes.
He's
tomorrow.
Got to get up and churn.
Churn.
He's got to churn. I haven't churned this week. I've got two big churnings to do. And he's got to churn. I washed the dasher a while ago and was going to churn, and I was just too hot.
What you going to do?
I am going to clean up the house and fix just a bite to eat and get ready to go to the funeral.
Well, I'll just...
And you're going to churn.
Rest. I'll just stay in bed till you get out.
Well, you can do that.
Well, do you ever have any clamor?
Well, yes.
I feel like I could eat a half a gallon.
You do?
Clamor?
Just plain old clamor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try to say so.
Well, they've had me over a barrel.
I pull it out. You know, I have to. I let skim my milk. I mean, strain the milk and let it sit overnight. And then in the morning, I put it in the refrigerator. And I let it sit there till the cream gets good and firm. Skim it. And I just throw it out. We just have so much of it. We're going out there to get rid of my little cat tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'll just let somebody else clean it.
Oh, you're a little cat.
Take her there,
Mark. I just can't understand the thoughts of it, but then we can't keep her.
Yeah. Well, you've
well she's
right
just
well
in the way.
She just, you know, she just, she can't have no more calves. And, well, the vet told me that.
How's that calf doing?
Fine.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just put him and his mama in the trailer and haul him to the market and put him and his mama out.
And let them take care of themselves. They'll be on their own from then
they'll
on.
They'll be on their own. Buy the calf. Cow get the calf, but whoever buys the calf, maybe we'll get the cow. They might split them up.
Yeah, just let them decide.
I just can't understand to get rid of it, but then got it
well,
to
no,
do.
I'm going to have them to sell the cow and calf together.
You, you haven't been over the Dodge.
No.
They got company still?
No. She come back Friday, Ms. Dodd told me.
She was there.
And had lunch with them and they left. Going
yesterday
back.
They come back.
Yeah. Well, like
yeah, Thursday, yeah, Friday.
Oh, I thought Ms. Dodd, they just going to stay indefinitely.
No, they come. But she says this boy's not going to marry that girl.
Yeah. She can tell that.
That's what she says.
I haven't seen her.
Said he said he wasn't.
I've been trying to get over there, but I haven't done it. I called her one day last week, and she said she had 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it wasn't.
She ain't got no sense. I told her so.
I think she got all the filers that were there now.
And
Faith.
She's sick, and with all of those.
Gathers up everybody's younguns in the country and takes them up there and keeps them and waits on them for them to go to Tampa or Miami or anywhere they want to on a vacation. And she told me here a while back, she called Faye and wanted Faye to keep hers. She wanted to go somewhere, I don't know where it was, probably to the doctor, and Faye told her that she couldn't, that she had something else to do. And I said, well, you just go ahead and just keep Faye's young'uns.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now, you haven't seen any of your folks. You haven't seen Ms. D's.
No.
You don't know when she'll pop in.
No, sir. I sure don't. I'm looking for a call from them. They want us to go over there the 4th of July, but I'm not going. I'm going to stay off the road.
I think we're going to be working the 4th of July.
I wouldn't go the 4th.
No, I'm going to stay off of the road.
No, boy, they're piling them up already.
You're mighty right.
Yeah.
Well, you just got too much to do,
Miss Mary. I sure have.
And it's fun.
It is. It's really fun.
How did your new roof survive that
okay
rainy season?
Didn't have a leak.
Not a leak. Well,
but you know, we didn't have so much rain.
Over your place?
Over at our place.
She said didn't want
seemed like it, the woods is full of water, the ditches and all, but
yeah,
our field is plumb dusty.
Oh, yeah, we need it, but rain bad.
That's the truth.
Well, let me tell you, we got 5 inches from the hurricane. And then within a week of that, one afternoon, it rained 4.5 inches.
Well, we didn't get as
and
more than
made it,
rain.
And
we
it rained six or five or something in Gainesville, and I don't know what it was that brought it on. And that's the hardest rain I've seen. It didn't rain like the hurricane rain. It just came all down within an hour.
I was in hopes we'd get a rain tonight. But I don't think we will. Because
well,
we sure do need one on our clover and indigo.
Oh, do you?
Got
yes,
some
sir,
clover
we
just coming up. Some we're just
well,
planting.
I can't think it's hurting.
Pretty dry.
Well, that's good ground over there, though.
Have you ever seen a hornet's nest?
Yeah, it's got some more.
No. You know, I don't believe I have. Not real. drawing some pictures and stuff.
Is it prettiest in our field, and they building it in there?
Oh.
I said to Mr. Hamilton, I said, Mr. Hamilton, will you do me a favor? I will if I can. I said, I want you to go up there and see that one. And then he said, I ain't going to do no such of a thing.
All full of bees?
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty. Isn't that amazing how they can do that?
Yeah, that's that one that goes round and round. Yeah.
Round.
Yeah.
But you know, when that thing gets built, I got to have it.
You gonna?
I don't know how you
hang
gonna
it up
get
on your
back. I'm gonna get me that there spray gun of yours.
Yeah, and you're gonna get eat up with the hornets.
I'll kill them. And I'm gonna send
far.
You up the tree to get the hornets.
I don't know what hornets do. Do they just? Is that their headquarters from then on?
That's it. No, oh no.
They raise little ones in there and they leave
it. Just the season.
That's when you're
going to
get it.
And Joe Smith's got one, and you can take them and shellac them.
Oh?
They'll get about chewed up before they leave it, though.
I want that.
But what you got, if you want the real nest, whenever he gets it, whenever they get through with it.
It'll probably be that big around. Like a barrel.
They get through with it.
I thought.
Get you some methabromine or something another that you can, you know, put in a hose.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it up in that nest.
Yeah.
And that'll kill every one of them, then just let it hang there for maybe a day and night. And
I bet you somebody else will beat me to it.
No, I thought you could just smoke those things out.
Oh, no.
You can't smoke
them. If you've never been stung by a hornet, well, you'll know it when you sting.
I have never been stung by a hornet.
He's the biggest coward you ever seen in your life. A little bee can get after him and he... He'll outrun you, Shatter.
You take out?
You take out. And grease just about hit me be a frying something and hit and go like it was going to pop and he'll leave out.
Well, let me tell you, I never have had a hornet hit me, but I've had a wasp.
Oh, man, a wasp is nothing but besides a hornet.
Well, you speak for yourself. They hit pretty hard.
He won't even trim up them old cabbage
stung,
trees for me because
I got stung last week with a wasp.
The thing about it, see, the wasp out there
hitting
you,
on the air, right?
And you
there,
reach in there or getting in a bush or something, and they are in there, and you know it, don't know it, but they can see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
And several of them hit you at the same time. And it don't hurt unless they hit you in the right place.
Well, they must hit me in the right place every time because they hurt. They hurt me every time, but a hornet's just twice as bad as, or three times.
Because
he's got a lot larger stinger. I mean, when he stings you, he goes.
I carried my dog last Wednesday and had her spayed, and I bet you couldn't show me tonight what it's better.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. When was that? Suzanne was going over there sometime.
Yeah, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a week ago?
Thursday, we carried her in
Wednesday
and took out the stitches.
Yeah.
And you can't even tell where they cut her. Of course, her stomach is shaved, you know, and you can. But I took her down and looked at her good, you know, and I can't tell it.
Yeah.
I asked the vet when he took out the stitches who did it. I said, whoever did that sure knows what they're doing. He said, Dr. Beecham done it.
Yeah.
And she is the sweetest thing. She takes Marvin's hoe, believe it or not, and carries it and puts it under the house.
She went to the old tool house and got the hoe that I usually, you know, pull grass with and chop. I was looking for it and couldn't find it. I know I brought it in here. I don't think I left it in the field. Went out to the fence and looked around. I couldn't find it. Come back and looked back in there and among the tools and hoes and things. I couldn't find it. I got looking on the ground. I seen a little old mark going like this. And I trailed it right up. And it was right up under the house. I looked up under and there was my hoe. Been chewing on the handle.
Yeah.
She's just got everything that you can imagine piled up in the backyard.
She gets ready to move it. She'll move it from maybe from the backyard to the front, and she won't stop till she moves every bit of it. She got jugs, old plastic jugs and pans and Parramatta fans, and first one thing, then the other, and she'll put it
beer
all in the pile.
She goes out down the road and gets them beer cans and carries them up there to the house.
That one will.
Is that the way dogs do?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just a puppy.
She's just six months old.
Oh, she's not that. She's not real big.
She's that tall. About that tall. German Shepherd.
Oh, well, she gets to be good size.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you wanted to have two of them. Now, Coleman not going to have one her size.
No, he done give all his away.
Yes. Well, he left some more.
I don't want no more.
You don't want two?
No, sir. I wanted her brother, but he got killed, and I don't want no more.
Yeah. Brother Mountain. I never have figured out why he'd want to go up your driveway and then park on the other side.
I don't either. Just stupid.
You know, they've been having trouble over there at Micanopy.
They have?
Oh, yes.
What about?
Well, they had a fire the other day. I was standing there. I went into Mr. Weaver's store, and I forgot that it was closed. Bus is standing there, and I walked on down there and spoke to him. And here comes this colored woman. Her eyes popping out, and she says, "There's a house burning down." And Buster was sitting down in the car, and he says, "It won't crank." Well, she says, "There's a house burning down." He says, "Go tell the mayor."
Who is the mayor?
He don't like him.
Who is the mayor?
I don't know his name, but whoever he is. Him and Buster don't get along, so Buster's going to just let him put out the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought Buster was the fire chief.
He resigned.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. It's a volunteer thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no pay attached. So they tell me that he stood up in the town council and resigned, and it went down in the minutes. So they can't hold him responsible for cranking up that.
No.
So you see, something like that could have been on his mind when he parked on the wrong side of the road, because he knows better than to do that with dogs out there. Why, he's had dogs all his life.
Yeah, I know something else Buster done too that he ought not have done.
There's a lot of things Buster done beyond that.
You sure better not have nothing on your car that you don't want to cook off, that you want, and let him have it to work on.
Well, I don't know about that, but the last time my tractor was over there, it sat out there on the road at night, three nights. Just sat right out there in the middle of the street.
Toby's old big cow truck, you know? Had one of these here great big old balls on it on the back.
Trailer hitch?
Yeah.
We carried it over there.
Trailer hitch.
Got the truck back and the trailer hitch was gone.
Oh.
So when I bought my trailer over there at Micanopy from that fella, got Buster to drag it over there, he had a trailer hitch to go on it. Same car and everything.
Yeah, painted green. Had it painted green, you know.
Same size and everything.
He said he didn't know who would have a 2-inch ball. And he got the thing. He said, "You know, I believe I got one."
Now
he
was
and
took off of that truck.
I knew it, but I didn't say anything about it. He'd had it too long.
Yeah. You know, I've done that once or twice with various people. I run across things that I'd left.
Yeah.
And after so long a time, you kind of hate to bring it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just let them keep it there.
I oughtn't to. I'd say, why, well, Dad, burn. That looks like my old trailhead.
That looks like the one I lost or something like that.
I don't like to leave my car overnight anyway.
I don't either.
In the garage in Brazenton's in town.
I know.
But they've had pretty rough times over there.
You know Curtis?
Yeah.
My Curtis?
Yeah.
Well, he's deputy sheriff now.
Yes,
oh, is he?
Yeah. He come riding over the other day, you know, with his like, big old baggy on and his suit and his hat. Well, I've always wanted to hug a sheriff's neck. He's so funny.
I think he's working at night. Mm-hmm. He's patrolling the Micanopy area.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean really?
Yeah.
You mean the real stuff?
The real stuff? He went to school.
I'm telling you.
I begged him not to do it. I told him, I said, somebody will knock you in the head. He said, somebody's got to do it.
There's a bunch of them graduated yesterday, I think. He was probably might have been in the bunch. Because he was going to school in the daytime and sheriffing at night.
Yeah.
But now I think he sheriffs in the daytime and goes to school at night.
Well, he might be.
I don't know. I called in the last night and asked her, was she by herself? And she said, yeah, Curtis was on duty.
Well,
what do you
know? But you see, he won't be going to school no more, I don't think.
Well, now, that can't do you any harm just to know somebody over there. That couldn't possibly be a disadvantage, could it?
Well, it ain't no advantage to me.
Is that right?
You ain't aiming to get in trouble.
I'm not aiming to get in any trouble, and then if I was to get in any trouble, I couldn't get in.
That's right. You get somebody else. Because you got to call in the headquarters. Mm-hmm. And you can't say, call my...
You can't. You just can't call any one, particular one by name, no. They just got to say, send me a deputy, and that's about it.
But you know, he can tell me a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About this driving and about a lot of things.
Well, you tell me some of them as you find them, because I don't have any, ain't anybody tells me anything about those things.
He says there's an awful lot of paperwork to it.
Oh, really?
And
well,
I said, well, can you do it? And he said, yes. He says, it takes me till 10 and 11 o'clock at night. But he says, I can do it. And I said, well, okay, just as long as you can do it.
Yeah.
They got to make out so many reports.
Had that big old pistol hung on to his side, you know. And I said, don't get close to me. I'm scared of you.
I would be too. Yeah.
He's always wanted to be a deputy sheriff.
Yeah,
though.
From a little talk.
So
yeah.
He's one now.
That's
I told
life,
him, I said, some colored man's going
to
knock you in the head. He said, yeah, but Grandma, when he's knocking me in the head, he's going to be getting it too.
Yeah. They don't have so much trouble with
they go in pairs now, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
You know, a lot of them go out there by themselves now, and they take a dog with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he worked in Winn-Dixie a long time.
He did.
Yeah.
And he said that them colored women would go in there, and you know, there's a little booth, and somebody sitting up there, and them colored women would slip something under the dress.
Uh-huh.
And they'd walk out at the door, and the manager would set him on them, and he'd run them down.
He was big enough to get them. He was kind of
he's been playing deputy sheriff there even in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's experience. And that's experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
He said you'd be surprised at the people going in and pick up things.
Oh, yes. You know, I used to see empty boxes all over the store, empty aspirin boxes and stuff.
Oh,
they'll just take those little things and put them in their purses. And I mean, you'd be surprised. People can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they could. They just, it's a habit.
I don't know.
No, Curtis, just before he quit, that Winn-Dixie in town, he got to be manager of that frozen, what was it, frozen food? No, vegetables, I guess.
Uh-huh.
He's manager of that vegetable. And he just, I don't know how come he up and quit. He
just wanted to be a deputy chef.
No, it was something that he wanted and it wasn't granted. And he just walked out.
Yeah.
Oh.
They either wanted some time off or they wanted to pay for some overtime or something or another. Something or another that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Did Whitey and Miss Louise get up?
I don't know. I haven't heard one thing in the world. And I called and I haven't even heard it, but I imagine they did. Because they had everything planned to go.
Yeah.
And, I think that I must have been at my brother's when she left. Because we used to get together and have supper together before they left. Does look like you could send me a postcard, don't it?
Well, I tell you, there's a whole lot going on. Don't you know there is?
Well, don't you think that there's going to be a whole lot going on down yonder in Miami at that convention?
I hate to think about it.
I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, they turned Mayor Dale and his bunch away, didn't he? They didn't let them get seats.
Yeah. And I tell you, they can't just keep on doing that because somebody's going to get sort of hot on the collar. Yes, sir.
Did you hear where they found Valerie Turner?
Yes, I saw it in the paper.
You did? I heard it on the radio.
I just saw it in the paper.
How about them 77 head of cows that was stole?
I didn't
hear about that.
They said last Monday night they stole a big semi-trailer from the Gainesville Livestock Market and stole 77 big Burma cows.
Water's cows.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the market.
Right close to the market.
Right close to the market.
Yeah. But you know, Miss Miles, I heard it. When I first heard it, it was Ralph Sillum's. Sillum's cow.
Ralph Sillum.
And I heard him talking on the radio. And I called Marvin in. It was 10:30. And I called Marvin in and I said, I want you to listen. I want you to listen at that news at 11:30. But you know they didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
Well, the paper said it was cow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Miss Dodd told me. Mm-hmm. But Ralph Sillum, they said it was Ralph Sillum's cows. And it was told the cows was near the livestock market.
Yeah.
But Ms. Dodd told me the same thing you told me. She said it was Cobb's cows.
Yeah.
And Cobb's trailer. Cattle trailer.
Yeah.
But you know, they'd have had to have more than one trailer to haul 77 big Burma cows.
Well, Miss Miles, did you
hear
them big ones?
That's a herd.
Did you hear that one was stolen from Alachaway? The trailer?
No.
Well, I did. That day they said that one of the trailers, there was two trailers, and one was stolen from Alachaway.
Oh.
But I don't know. They get things mixed up on WDBH.
Yeah.
I just saw they read it a little bit in the paper. I just noticed where it said 70. It's on the front page.
What's the best time to drop in at your house? Have supper? I can't drop in and have supper. See, this light don't bother me, but you've got the light right there in the center of the house. I'll have to get you in the middle of the day sometime. And you're eating sandwiches at noon. I don't.
Oh, we can turn that light out.
I don't eat sandwiches every day. You know, when I got time, I put on big pot fillers of stuff and cooked it. And put it in.
I go off and read for 2 or 3 days the first of the week. I'll send him over to your house.
So you're going off and leaving?
Yeah, not to eat, but to
now, where are you
work.
Going?
Oh, I'm just going around the corner.
I bet you're going to go to see your mama.
Yeah.
I'll send both Guy and Rick over there to help you work. they won't be worth shooting.
I don't think I wouldn't threaten them with that, Faith.
just send me over to eat. I'll be happy.
Now, Rick, I don't know, but pickings gets mighty slim at my house sometimes.
Just let me have fresh pickings.
I want to see the place over there. I'll catch you over there at the field over there when you're working over there. That's the prettiest place I know.
It's pretty now, I think.
I don't know.
Of course, we're not through with it yet.
If things plans out all right, I imagine about 4th of July, we'll be back over there, at least I will.
Yeah.
Be back over where?
Another place of work.
Yeah.
Monday. I don't see how we can get over on Monday.
Marvin, I got a little plot of ground up here, and it's been out of cultivation for some time. And you know this old-fashioned Bermuda grass?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as thick as hide on a dog's back. And I don't know anything short of turning it will do any good. And this time here, I don't even know whether that do
it won't do a bit of good to turn it.
Why don't you fertilize it and let it stay there?
Oh.
That's as good a grass as you can have for your cows.
You can put, you can turn it.
It's Mr. Guthrie always said that it was
good,
the
strong,
best pasture
good,
you
strong
could have.
Pasture, but it's short.
Yes.
But if you fertilize it good.
It's the only thing that I know will kill it out in that shade.
Yes.
You can shade it out.
You can
like
shade
with
it out.
Indigo or
yes.
Old broom, that old regular old broom sage straw,
yeah.
You know. That's the only thing I ever saw it would kill out Bermuda grass, but it'll kill it.
But indigo.
Indigo, anything it'll shade it, you know. Yeah, after a couple of years and success.
Don't run no prickly pears. Is so bad at home.
Oh, they are here too.
Yeah,
I've been hoeing around the fence, you know, and in the middle of the field where Marvin couldn't get the dog kennels. I take the hoe in there, and there's just bunches of them.
I don't know. You can't get rid of
him. He's
them
just
things.
About killed. I'm working me today.
Well, you seem to smile
on it. It seems like to me that's what she needed. She ain't been grunting a whole lot last week.
Yeah. She can take a grunting out over there in the field, can't she?
She did complain with her head hurting today, though.
Yeah.
It's
she wasn't working today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you feel it's all right. And you know, you don't get too hot when you get out working. It's a breeze.
It's been so nice and breezy, but you know, it's going to quit.
But you know, it depends
on. It's going to be so hot that I can't stand it.
It depends on your clothes.
That's the reason why I've been
cotton,
trying my best to get everything done.
If you've got cotton,
you'll
stay cool, but if you've got anything else, it'll burn you up.
You know, it's hard to find that cotton.
It sure is, man.
Oh, everybody's complaining and wishing they could get cotton.
That's cool.
Let me tell you, that other stuff, I can't stand it. Look at here what I'm wearing.
No.
Just because it's cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 13 new shirts, and they are all dripped dry. You know,
and
we thought they were cotton.
They are hot, too.
But
they are
burning cotton.
Down.
They're
so heavy, I can't.
We
I
had
can't breathe.
You know, about the only thing I found is Sears and Roebuck have got a work shirt. It's 50% cotton, and that's the most cotton I've ever seen in any shirt.
I have threatened for several years to call the cotton manufacturers or the cotton producers and see if they could tell me where I could buy some cotton stuff. Overalls and jeans is all you can get.
Yeah.
Did you know
mm-hmm.
that this year SARS stuff here was about 59-60 cents a yard?
Yeah.
But I had to have something to wear. Just any kind of old cloth.
I believe you could buy some cotton. That army supply.
Yeah, you know.
You know,
you
it would be new clothes, new shirts, but it would be the old style. It would be army khakis.
You know, we got to go.
Yeah.
We enjoyed your visit.
I believe that you probably could get them.
Well, if anybody
way.
Runs into any cotton material or anything else, we'll just let us know. We bought the material thinking it was 100% cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Did Coleman get his, did they get the melons out over there?
I don't know. I see a truck been sitting out over there about